Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
I'm proud to say I do not need to be a member of the Hair Club for Men. And if you are, I'm not making fun of you. Just some of you who watch the video, you know what I can't. The wind and other stuff, I look like a chia pet. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Zoe Rachel, Alfonso Rachel. Zoe will join us after the break. I always love when he's on with me. I really do appreciate his time with me as well. Always fun and always real. And I know that word is becoming overused, but I really don't care because I like it. So anyhow, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much going on up there, so much to get involved with. Sign up for my email blast. I send it out once a week, and I don't even do that every week. Yeah, I know. I'm a slacker. What can I tell you? I forget to send it out sometimes, and, you know, it just let you know who's coming on, topics we're dealing with, who our sponsors are, how to support. That's the other thing. Got to start supporting the sponsors. And I don't even mean I'd like you to go buy from them if you need some, but... But, you know, even if you send them a note to tell them how much you appreciate them, you know, supporting / sponsoring the show. Because I'm going to tell you what, the trolls are sending emails to them about how much they hate the show. You know, I don't know, maybe they're all on unemployment and they haven't, you know, they got nothing else better to do. I don't know. But I want you to think about that. Again, send them a note. You appreciate them. Having the spine, the guts, or whatever, however you want to put it. You word it your own way. But wouldn't that be great? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855, if you want to call it, 732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. Apparently the CDC now is caught up to reality. I'm not joking, I'm serious. Right? You don't always have to wear a mask anymore. If you're outside with a UV razor, if you're outside, right, and you've been vaccinated, and it's not a densely populated area, you're good. You don't have to wear a mask. Right? I mean, this is just nuts. And I love these people because, again, they're always playing catch-up. They don't give us any real reasons. Is our society now so ignorant that we don't think things through and question stuff? You know, Joe Biden's upset with them the way they came out and put this up, the way they came out and spoke about this. I didn't know that Joe was now an expert on PR. And maybe it's not Joe that's upset. You know, I'm being a hypocrite by saying it that way. Because I don't believe he's in charge anyhow. I don't believe he's the one that's leading the country, if you would. But, masks no longer required for vaccinated people at the White House. So, why should I have a mask on? Now, isn't that funny? We were told... that you would, you at first, right, you wore your mask that so you would protect others. Right? I mean, should you have it, you could protect others. But people with the vaccine, right, they're still getting it, believe it or not. We know this to be truth. You're seeing more and more of it, actually. So if you get the vaccine, and we prove that you can, you know, that even after getting the shot, you can get COVID, shouldn't you just be forced to wear the mask anyhow? I'm not for forced mask wearing, but I mean, using their logic. So the White House has sent out an email to staff to inform them that they're vaccinated. They will no longer be required to wear a mask on the grounds. The procedural change came just after the Center for Disease Control announced new recommendations that those who are fully vaccinated, well, they don't need to wear a mask in most settings. We've gotten this far. Whether you choose to get vaccinated or wear a mask, please protect yourself until we get to the finish line. I'd like to know what that finish line is, because I don't think they have one. No, I mean, you've heard that they're talking about having yearly boosters. These companies have made $1 billion doing this. Seriously. Vaccinated members of the media will not need to wear a mask after President Biden's COVID-19 remarks. Fully vaccinated individuals are still advised to wear masks while in crowded indoor settings. What is a crowded indoor setting? I'd like to know that. Oh, such as while on public transportation, in hospitals, prisons, and homeless shelters. Oh, we're picking on the homeless. Right? When supermarkets aren't crowded. Theaters. You know, I don't want to wear them there. I don't want to give them any ideas either. But I mean, think about what they're saying. I mean, nothing they say makes sense. There's no rhyme or reason to it either. The CDC and the White House have been and been facing growing pressure to incentivize getting the COVID-19 vaccine by telling people they wouldn't have to wear a mask if they got it. But that's not true. They're not telling them that. And you know already. You want proof? Right? that there's no, look, we have plenty too. We have plenty of other people who have gotten COVID after they got the vaccines. Guess who else got it? Bill Maher got it. That's right, he's tested positive for coronavirus. So Real Time with Bill Maher has been canceled for the moment. I love it. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are at it again. Joe Bettini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. I want you part of the solution, and I mean that sincerely. I'm not joking with you. I really do want you part of the solution, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with us every week here, and actually, hopefully, it's every day, not every week. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what's coming on now, right? Come on. You guys, you don't even have to guess anymore. You should know. Alfonso Rachel joins us. He's the host of the Zopium Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft, and soon to be a co-host of another show, but I'm not telling you what it is yet. You're just going to have to wait. Hey, what are you doing? Where's my mug?
Where's the address? You gotta send me an address.
Put it on me. That's cold.
Touche.
So how are we doing? Nothing happening this week? Everything nice and quiet, right? I mean, nothing big going on anywhere?
Oh, sure, man. Pay no attention to them pipelines being hacked or the missiles that were tossed into Israel and stuff like that. Other than that, just another boring week.
Isn't it amazing the hate that people have for Israel, that people have for the Jews, and it's all their fault. You know, one of the things I was talking about this week is you want to keep talking about how Israel is firing bombs in and blowing up places in Palestine. There is no Palestine. There is no... It doesn't exist. Hello? Anybody home? Okay, this is Israel's property, number one. Number two is if you're firing off missiles and rockets from inside a hospital parking lot, school parking lots, expect to have dead people in the hospital and dead kids. You're bringing it on yourself. Do not blame Israel for defending themselves. Go ahead.
Man, isn't it a shame, man, that these people can get away with using people as human shields, man. It's like they'll fire these things and then say, oh, look at what they're doing when they retaliate. It's like, wow, man, you want to talk about cowardice? And I mean, it's straight up satanic is what it is.
Yeah.
And then these people want to have the nerve to call, you know, us on the right end of the spectrum, whether conservative, Republican, or whichever. They want to try to call us Nazis and anti-Semitic. Man, what a gross projection that is, man. It's like you got Soros out there funding, what is this, Sunshine Group and stuff like that, and they're all out there talking about standing in solidarity with Palestine, quote-unquote Palestine, and the Muslims. And, you know, you got these people who are touting the same things as the KKK, founded by the Democrat Party, who are, you know, who have a history of despising the Jews, and Hitler, who was allied with Muslims. So the Nazis were being allied with Muslims, and you have these people out there talking about standing in solidarity with Palestine, but they want to call us anti-Semitic? Wow, man. Twilight Zone stuff.
We don't use the same dictionary. I know we don't. Right? I mean, there's no way. Either that or their thesaurus is 180 degrees from ours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guess the source got synonyms in there. What's the antonym for the source, man? Because that's what theirs is. Theirs is like bizarro world, alternate universe, thesaurus, or something like that, where it just only gives the full on antonyms and opposites of what our thesaurus would be.
You know, and what's really funny is you go to MSNBC. I know I have to do this because, you know, it's a show. And so I go over there, and the first thing, headline I see, Israel ground forces join attacks on Gaza as conflict intensifies. What? Hello? Who's attacking who? We have funded this, by the way. Well, you know that. I mean, Biden has sent millions or $1 billion now to Iran, and you know they are the chief sponsor of terrorism over there. And where do they get the money for all these bombs? Because they don't produce anything, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, I guess except for that oil, I guess, that we went over and stole. They produced that.
All that oil we stole that we don't have.
Yeah, we stole it. Yeah. For some reason, we stole it. We can't seem to control the gas prices for this oil that we stole. But, you know, I mean, but I guess that's what they're producing over there. So, you know, we got to have our boy over there somewhere.
Man, you know, Satan really does have our eyes blinded. When you look at what's taken place in the last 100 days, we went from total oil independence to now we're about 70% independent because he shut down so many of the drilling, rigs and what have you. And somehow that was Trump's fault. You notice that it was just like a 17-year-old brat that's out of control. It's daddy and mommy's fault. They take responsibility for nothing. We had peace for all intents and purposes. I know we didn't have total peace, but we had peace in the Middle East to a big degree. These people are tired of the fighting. And every one of them knew that Iran was at the center of this thing. And what do? We come in to give Iran money. We sent money to the Palestinians because they need to build more schools and hospitals. They don't build any new schools and hospitals. They never do. It's money for weapons. But biblically, these people will always be in turmoil, won't they?
Indeed they are, man. The Word of God says, what does he say about Ishmael? You know, and we're not talking about, you know, a religion per se. We're talking about a descendant, a nation, and those who will be a branch from that. And then of now the ideology has set in, you know, the religious aspect of it has set in. But this, we were told of this, that this was going to happen. And unfortunately, and the thing that's really sad about it, though, Joe, is when you have a lot of these liberal, secular Jews who just appear to be these self-hating Jews who despise Israel and stand in solidarity with the people who hate them the most. But we were warned of this.
It is amazing to me. And I've been saying to my Jewish friends on the show here and other places, if you voted for Biden, you deserve this. Anybody who votes for a person or a group of people or for a law that directly affects you negatively, then you agree with it. You want it.
Yep.
Thank you, sir. Can I have another? Right? We smack me again. And
yep.
And the Democrats have never been a friend of the Jews. They've never been a friend of Israel. And it's just amazing to me the wrath that they're going to bring down on us because they're doing this.
Yes.
And, it's
a long repeated history, man, and we don't say this, man, to denigrate the Jews and say no. This, we say this out of love and just as a wake up call. For my Hebrew brothers and sisters, man, if you're out there voting Democrat and stuff like that, look at your scriptures. The Old Testament, over and over and over again, you keep following after the very people who keep destroying you.
Yep.
Until even the Lord is like, you know what? If this is what you want, I'm just going to give it to you. Fine. Go ahead. It's like you'll do it just over and over and over again. And the nature of it is just pointed out. And we're here again where you have, so many Jews who keep following behind the very people. I don't know if out of some sort of cultural acceptance or assuming that they're enlightened or woke or whichever, just following after these other institutions and following after these other gods and stuff like that. For the love of God and out of from the bottom of our heart, we're saying this out of love. Knock it off.
I'll leave you on the way out. Seriously, the headline on MSNBC: Israel ground forces join attack on Gaza as conflict intensifies. Fox News is reporting Israel military begins ground operation against Hamas in Gaza, which is a true statement. God forbid they should tell the truth over at MSNBC. Joe Messina, your host, back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Colonial Pipeline says it's fully restarted the systems for the pipeline after the ransomware attack, but it will still take some time to make up for shortages at the gas pump. President Biden says not to hoard gas and to be patient.
We expect things to return to normal over the next several days. I will be monitoring Colonial's progress and the federal government's support every step of the way. So stay strong. Help is on the way.
With the pipeline down, it's cut the supply to many gas stations in parts of the South. North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia are reporting the biggest numbers of closed gas stations. President Biden said that U.S. officials don't believe the Russian government was involved in the hack of the Colonial Pipeline, which stretches from Texas to New Jersey. He said, "We do have reason to believe that the criminals who did the attack are living in Russia." This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5566. You know, get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. Right? You know, and again, if you don't get properly, and I mean properly informed, you're going to sound like, you know, we always joke about them. And you know who them is. We don't want to be like them. We don't want to be yelling and screaming at people. Right? Come on. We don't want to be yelling and screaming at people without any real information in the background. Or anything that you can back up, if you would. And I kind of made a tongue-in-cheek, ha-ha, funny. And it wasn't because I wish ill on this guy earlier, because one of you have already emailed me. I don't wish ill on any human being. Okay? I mean, for a Christian to simply wish ill on somebody, the first thing you should be thinking is, or not wishing, but praying for, I don't use the word wishing, but praying for, is that somebody comes to the knowledge of Christ. All right? It really simple. Start off there. It'll change your whole attitude towards things. But yeah, I get mad at people, like everybody else. And Bill Maher, who's been screaming about what low IQ people you are if you're afraid of getting a vaccine because it'll save you and everybody else. He got the vaccine. Apparently it didn't save him because now he's got it and he's got it full, you know, he's got the, he tested positive for COVID. Now, I hope he doesn't get any symptoms. I mean that sincerely. I hope he doesn't get sick. He doesn't get any symptoms from it, but it's proof positive that just maybe. I'm throwing something, throwing a crazy idea out here. Just maybe they're not telling us the truth. I just thought I'd bring that up for a minute. Anyway, we know who's coming up next, but let's get a little bit. You in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. You're like the 2021 version of Boston.
Boston.
Remember?
Was
I didn't know Boston was a one-man group.
Oh, you go read the history of them. The funny thing behind that guy was he did everything himself on the first album. He put everything together himself, right? And then when they wanted him to go on tour, he was like, huh, what? Wait, no.
I figured it was just enough.
I don't have a band.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. Well, you know, because with COVID thing, it's like it spread us so far apart. But anyway, the long story short, man, but that's the truth about it. Because when I think, you know, more than a bit, it's like I figured it'd be just enough for that dude just to do the vocals, that crazy falsetto he's got by himself. I know he's doing everything else. But yeah, okay, well, you know, when you're working in the studio, yeah, you can do that stuff by yourself. And then when you want to go play live, you have a band behind you, of course.
Yeah, can you be out here Friday? Yeah, no.
Right?
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's get all biblical on them again. I love that anyway. But, you know, truly, you know, people, you know, wars and rumors of wars, where are we at? What's going on? Natural disasters. But let's just be fair about this, too. This is nothing new. I mean, this isn't, you know, we're getting the information faster. It might be a little bit more intense, but wars, rumors of wars, natural disasters, natural plagues, been going on in cycles on this planet now for quite some time, right?
Right. Yeah, and the thing is, oh, sorry, man.
So I'm not one of those people running around with a sign tomorrow, you know, no Jesus, or, you know, because we're there, right? Give us your thoughts.
I'll tell you what, man, because, you know, when we hear about these days that are going to be coming up, when we hear about wars and rumors of wars, you know, when you think about it, though, the way that fake news is all out there, of course that we can have rumors. We can see how we can have rumors of wars now. Basically, nations rising up against nations and kingdoms rising up against kingdoms in America itself. You have these, you know, we're under the impression that we're a bunch of races. We're not races. The word race itself automatically puts us at odds in a sense of competition with each other. We're not supposed to think that way, right? We're a people of nations. We represent different nations, even this one nation, America. But in this nation, we're being made to rise up against each other and accuse each other of trying to do these things to each other, so we can't live in a state of unity in these United States. So you can even see nations rising against nation right here. And when we talk about wars and rumors of wars, like between right now, we've got Palestine and Israel at war with each other. But even that is technically kind of like a rumor of war, because Palestine itself is a rumored nation. It's not even a real place, right? So then between them throwing rocks at each other, one of them places, and just, you know, we were talking about this just a moment ago, and this is not to downplay or anything like that. When people talk about peace in the Middle East, hey, there's one true Prince of Peace. The King of Peace himself is Yeshua, which unfortunately both Israel and Islam deny. Israel, as long as you reject who the Redeemer is, your Redeemer has been reported to you. He has been foretold to you. You were told exactly how he's going to come. And when he showed up, y'all rejected it. And you're still rejecting it. Islam is the same way. So as long as both of y'all reject the Redeemer, as long as y'all reject the Person of Peace himself, y'all going to be at war with each other. And that goes for the whole world. Right? Israel in the Middle East, or whether it's over here in America, as long as we keep assuming that we can do this without the Lord Yeshua, we screwed.
I can't find that screwed thing in the Bible, but you could turn me on to that later. The book of Joe, verse 1. Right? Oh, God.
You know, Psalms of Sledge.
But people, what they need, the thing that bothers me the most is I'm constantly hearing about the occupiers, even the boneheads around me that are supposed to be educated, right? Israel, the occupier. They're occupying. Hello? They're not occupying. They've been giving up land for years. I mean, in the Six-Day War, see, these guys got it all wrong. You know, they took all that, they won that war in a relatively short period of time. I would have gave up nothing. I would have been going, you want some more of this? Really? Is this really what you want? Get out of here. Get your lose yourself out of here kind of thing, right?
And as far as I know, man, it's like, you know, even with Israel, acknowledged, I'm pretty sure they got to know that the Lord's hand was in it. Man, that's a victory that is just so straight up miraculous that you can't even educate military strategy off of that, because it's just like, no, man, there's no military logic that can actually bring this to pass. They can't even teach it.
No, you're exactly right. And again, people need to do their homework. They really need to understand, you know, where Israel is in the historical world, if you would, when Palestine came about, or when it was referred to as Palestine for the first time, that kind of stuff. Because, again, that shows me, when you have young people that have signs that are saying, you know, Israel needs to leave, they need to stop occupying Palestine, it's like, but boy, your school failed, you baked that. Forget your parents or your religious beliefs. Your school failed you big time. Because this is easy stuff. This is not a big deal. Right?
Right. And it just comes down to, you know, it's about what people, and at the end of the day, what they want to believe, man. But that's, you know, a lot of that comes with, you know, that early on conditioning, man, like right out the gate. As soon as these, practically from the time that they're able to hold a book, you know, they're taught this stuff. And, you know, whether it's over there or over here, man, people are inundated with these impressions upon things. And we got to get through to them, man. We got to get there earlier or something.
So I saw this clip. Talk about indoctrinating kids and parents and people at a young age and how you can mold somebody's mind. So there was this. She had to be a Muslim/Palestinian woman. And I guess her son got caught up and all the shooting and the violence and what have you. And think about something here. I want people to really give this some thought. This isn't a political comment. So they rush this kid to a hospital that is a Israeli hospital, a Jewish hospital, with Jewish doctors, Jewish nurses. They take this kid, put him back together. They fix this young man. The woman is all... She's glory to Allah over this, and she's got her son back. And a correspondent said to her, now that you've been shown this kindness, shown all this from the Jewish doctors and the Jewish nurses in a Jewish hospital, do you still want to kill Jews? And she said, yes. All right? This is not just a hate. This has been, you know what I'm saying? I mean, even some people with a heart would stop. Even with all that hate, they'd have to go, I don't know, because they saved my son's life. But she couldn't even go there. She said yes without hesitation. This has been drilled into them. Zoe Bacini, your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. Back more with Zoe after the break. Don't go far.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise.
The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
I'm Joe, your host with the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. To have you with me. I appreciate it. I'm sorry, I'm losing it over here. I'm watching over the corner of my shoulder. And Bill de Blasio is on the air. And he's eating a hamburger, and which he looks like, no problem. Anyway, he's eating a hamburger, and he's eating French fries. He got the whole thing laid out. And he says, you know, and he's talking with his mouth full, all right? And what he's offering people is, free lunch. You know, he's going to give you a voucher for hamburger and fries if you go get your vax. Which, you know, I'm sorry, Bill. You know, you could do better than that. The governor of Ohio is offering $1 million a week in a lottery if you go get your vaccine. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, but do better, Bill. And, Bill, did your mom ever tell you not to talk with food in your mouth? I mean, sir, it was disgusting, Bill. I don't know what to say to you, but anyhow.
Well, Democrats usually talk with their foot in their mouth, you know, so I guess what's the big deal if they got some food in there? And you got to love the hypocrisy on that, man. It's like, oh, he can offer up burgers and fries for the reward of getting a vaccine, but when Trump, like, had his burger and fries spread, oh, he was just evil and cheap and it didn't care about people's health and all that sort of stuff, and this dude can get away.
Wasn't that great? He had a room full of football players, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what that was all about. Have you seen these guys eat? I'm sorry. I would have done the same thing. He had rows and rows of hamburgers, rows and rows of teeth. I mean, these are what these guys eat. And they didn't go to the White House for the cuisine. Okay? I can tell you that much. But right. that was a great way to put it. I mean, that was perfect. Anyhow, Zoe Rachel, he's a host of the Zopian Den Anti-Fighting Duty Bible Study and the Zoloft. Always, first of all, before we get lost, yeah, and a coffee mug. Send him $107. He'll send me 100. And
107? Come on, Joe. You know it's 120.
Oh, I got to get my cut. It runs in my DNA. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, how do people get a hold of you and check get your shows and get themselves that coffee mug?
Oh, thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and yes, they can get these, mugs to sip in style with, and, get my audiobook, A Solid Right Cross. Got the Zopian Den and Zoloft, a music project, 20-pound sledge. So, just trying to rock the gospel, you know?
Yep. And that's what we should be doing. That's what we always should be doing. All right. So, again, I started with, but I didn't finish it because, you know, I'm like that. I'm all over the place sometimes. And Bill Maher. Again, we don't wish him ill. I mean, we're not on the same page as him by any stretch of the imagination, but he's a human being, and I don't wish him ill. But he tests positive for coronavirus. And what I was saying earlier was, isn't it interesting that we're told, you got to get the vaccine. And it'll say, and at first it was, so you wouldn't get it. And then it was, If you do get it, it won't be as bad. You'll probably be asymptomatic. But there were plenty of people who tested positive for it already that were asymptomatic that never took the vaccine. So Bill was calling everybody names who wouldn't get it. Anti-vaxxers, crazy people. You need to make sure you get it so you don't get it. Well, Bill tested positive. And now he's shut down the show for a period of time. He'll probably pay them. But, you know, here's people that were going to work and it's just a sea of lies, swirling lies around us, isn't it?
Indeed it is, man. And I don't know if it's just me, but for some reason, I can't hear the name Bill Maher without thinking about athlete's foot. It just comes to mind, man. I don't know what it is. And Bill Maher's going to, I guess he's going to shut down his show until all of his weed-smoking audience, maybe they'll forget. You know, it's like, yeah, just give him about a week's worth of weed, and we'll be back, and they'll forget about the whole thing. But just like you said, man, We say that stuff tongue in cheek. We do not wish harm on Bill Maher. Just like the Lord says, I do not delight in the destruction of the wicked. I prefer they see the light and live. Yep. I'm not one of those people like who's that nut, man, praying to God, Lord, help me hate. Help me to hate to hate Bill Maher. No. We
don't do that.
Yes, we don't do that, man. Speedy healing to the guy, and we hope that he wakes up. You know, wake up to the truth and knock it off with the arrogance and stuff like that. We hate the way he behaves, you know, but, you know, we don't hate the man, you know, right. And don't wish him ill, you know.
No, I don't at all. Again, I don't agree with him. And he's come out with some great rants of late against the cancel culture and a few other things, which have been right on. They've been 100% on. Mm. And so there's always some truth in a lie, isn't there?
I mean, sure, a broken clock is right twice a day. If you've gone that far, man, let's just go the full nine and knock it off with being a flipping heathen, man, and start to... This is like one of those things you have these kind of moments of self-effacement to kind of cover their bases. And this is how the works of the devil does, man. He'll give you just enough... you know, truth to butter you up. And once he's got enough, you know, lubricant on him, he sticks it to you. Yep. You know, so it's like, you know, the Bill Maher is, you know, make sure to keep this person at arm's length until he just comes out with the full confession that he has received the truth.
Yeah. And again, it's, you have to pray for these guys. You have to pray for your enemies. You know, it's really funny. You and I talked about this a million times, but in general conversation with some of our Christian friends, you know, they really don't get it. You can't hate the person, right? Mm. And especially your friends that are atheists that hate you for loving God. These are people you need to pray for, and you can speak the truth to them. You don't go out of your way to drive them further into the darkness, right? But they're going to hate you. Christ says they're going to hate you anyway, right? Yeah. So,
yeah,
but we're supposed to be praying for those people.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't need our help hating them. they're going to do that anyway. But what we're supposed to do is we're just supposed to cast that seed, man. And the Lord tells us, man, it's going to fall on some rocks. It's going to fall on some thorns. It's going to fall on some good soil. You know, you just do your job and throw that seed out there.
Let me get your take on this one. So I went back and forth with a Christian friend of mine on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And she basically accused me of, as being a Christian, of running away and not trusting that God would turn things around on Facebook for me. And I said, really, it's like having tea with the devil and thinking you're going to turn him around, right? So they've got total control of everything there. They are squelching the message. If I'm on there trying to reach, you know, I'm not trying to reach Christians. They should have a clue already. I'm trying to reach people who don't know God, who don't understand the gospel. And if they're squelching my message, and they're doing like they do to you and they do to me, why would I waste my time? I'm not supposed to waste my time. So I go to other platforms hoping to get it out there. And if they don't work, I'm not going to waste my time there either. So would you, do you see any value in fighting the fight on Facebook to try to get your message out?
You know, there was a time, but now it's come to a point where there's fighting the monster and there's feeding the monster. I came to the conclusion, like, look, man, I'm just feeding the monster here. I'm not fighting it. So, you know, I had to get off of Facebook. It was a waste of time. The word tells us, don't cast your pearls before pigs.
Yep.
You know, you give a person an opportunity to see if they're going to receive the truth or not. You know, and if they don't receive the truth and they're proving that they're a pig, don't waste your time with them anymore. You know, the word, you know, the Lord tells us, hey, man, go ahead in there. You know, let folks know, hey, this is the truth. If they don't want the truth, dust off your sandals, ease on down the road. The Lord says, I'll deal with them. I'll deal with them later.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's it comes to a point, you know, where you just understand that, yeah, I'm kind of wasting my time here. But you do have to, you know, do your due diligence, you know, put the truth out there and always keep it. But somewhere you got to move on and then let the next person behind you. It's like it comes in waves.
Yep.
Right. You did your part. Now we're supposed to be the church body. We're supposed to keep that, you know, ongoing chain going. I did my part. I'm gonna move on. Next person, you know, and so on.
And some of these people who have come and said to me, you know, I don't know why you don't stay with it. I want to say to the Christians, I want to say to them, oh, hey, you showed up to the party. Where were you when they were beating up my other pages? Where were you in defending, God, not Joe Messina, but the Word of God that I was putting on there that I was being beat up over, right? All of a sudden, I decide I'm not doing this anymore, and you're coming after me, your brother in Christ, and you didn't do anything to the heathens when they were attacking me? You know what? I don't want any part of you, whatever you're, you must have a Nerf sword and shield or something, because I don't want you with me. I want to be able to know, and I believe you're one of those guys, I want to be able to know that when I look to my right and look to my left, my brothers are there with me, fighting right alongside me, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, man, because we're coming into that place. But what was that catch you were telling me about, man, who just lost his job because he was saying, hey, you know, you do have the right to question this narrative.
This is a chaplain at a Christian school, okay?
Wow, man.
Think about that. So he said a Christian school, and he simply tells his students, you have a right to question the new LGBTQ policies, you know, that the government and others are putting in place. As Christians, you should be questioning those and asking how they line up with the Word of God. Bang!
Yes.
Out of there. Like,
yeah. You know, Satan gets into the guard, man. We talk about a Christian school. We saw this in the first pages of the Bible, man. The devil is going to slither in.
Yep.
You know, and from there, and we know that Adam was supposed to call on the counsel of God, man, and say, hey, Pops, what's up with this? And then we said, but he didn't. He didn't tag God in, man. Because God would be like, what you're supposed to do, man, you're supposed to snatch that snake up by his tail and beat his head up against that tree. But let me just call on me, man. And he didn't do that. And that's what's happening with these churches. Instead, they're taking the Peter approach, which Jesus really hates. And they're like, Jesus is like, hey, why are you so caught up with the affairs of men? You're not caught up with the affairs of God, man. So what's up, Satan? You're doing this wrong. You know?
Yeah, it is. Until we, and people take this the wrong way all the time, until we raise up an army of quote-unquote soldiers for God and for God's word, we're gonna see this. We're gonna see Christian churches, Christians running back into the closet. You know, I have an old joke that said, when the gays came out of the closet, the Christians ran in. It feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when a Christian brother looks at you, you go, oh, you know, they're gay and they're married. It's like, what are you whispering for? Everybody knows. Anyway, tell people where to find you quickly.
Absolutely. Thanks, man.